Welcome back to another episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and with me as always is Daniel.
Hi Emma, that's right. And in today's news, we have a story that might just be setting a new benchmark in the aerospace and manufacturing sectors.
You're talking about Oxley Group, right?
Exactly. Their recent decision to implement a four-day working week has been making waves.
I see. So what exactly is the plan here?
Well, starting from April 4, 2022, the company will be conducting a 12-month trial at their head office in Ulverston, Cumbria.
And how does this four-day working week work?
The team will continue to work their 37-hour week, but it will be spread across four long days with a flexible schedule.
So it's not just about working fewer hours, it's about working smarter.
Precisely, and from what I've read, the support from the Oxley team has been overwhelming.
That's great to hear. What are the expected outcomes from this move?
The company is hoping for multiple benefits. The most notable would be improved work-life balance for their employees.
Right, that makes sense, especially in a sector where skilled labour is in high demand.
Exactly, and it's not just about retention, it's also about recruitment.
I wonder what kind of impact this will have on productivity.
Well, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that a four-day week can actually increase productivity.
Wow, that is so interesting. And what about sustainability? That's a big concern in the aerospace industry.
Oh, they've thought about that too. A four-day week will reduce site energy usage and cut down on the need for 20% of travel to work journeys.
That's quite a significant impact on their carbon footprint.
It sure is. And given that Oxley is a signatory to the Women in Defence and Women in Aviation and Aerospace Charter, I can see how this could also help improve gender balance.
Right, and there's a community benefit to this as well.
Yes, with more leisure time, employees will be able to spend more time locally, which should support other Cumbrian businesses.
That's a nice touch. What are some of the personal stories from the employees?
Let me share a few. Liam Williams, a manufacturing supervisor, said being home on Fridays allows him to spend more time with his daughter.
That sounds like a win for the family and for the company.
Definitely, and Helen Cooper, the production manager, mentioned that the flexible working arrangements are beneficial for those with families.
I see, and what about the commuting aspect?
Mechanical design engineer Aaron Fox is looking forward to saving money on his 50-mile daily commute.
That's got to be a big plus. And how about the operations manager?
Kyeth Dennison is excited about the extra time he'll get to spend cycling in the Lake District.
That's a great example of how this change can benefit both work and personal life.
And the CEO, Darren Cavan, emphasized that the team is at the heart of the business.
What made the company decide to make this change?
After the pandemic, they conducted a survey called Challenge and Change to understand what their colleagues wanted.
And the results were in favor of a four-day week.
Overwhelmingly so, and they were able to implement it quickly, along with flexible and hybrid working solutions.
That's impressive. How does the flexible working arrangement work?
Employees can choose to work from home when they need focus or come in when collaboration is needed.
That's a smart approach. And what about the social interaction aspect?
Oxley is making sure that all team members still have a desk and that they continue to support on-site activities and social interactions.
That's important for maintaining team cohesion.
Absolutely. The CEO mentioned it's a win-win-win for the team, the business, and their customers.
I think that's a great way to sum it up. It's about creating a sustainable work environment that benefits everyone involved.
Indeed, and as a leader in LED lighting and electronic components, Oxley's move could set a precedent for others in the industry.
That's a powerful message. It shows that companies can innovate not just in product development, but also in how they manage their workforce.
And given that Oxley's products are used worldwide on aircraft, vehicle, and naval platforms, their success could have far-reaching effects.
That's a great point. What do you think the implications are for the wider aerospace industry?
Well, if this model works for Oxley, it could encourage other manufacturers to consider similar changes.
I hope so. It's about time more companies looked at employee well-being as a key part of their business strategy.
Agreed, and with the support of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance, we can help promote these kinds of progressive changes.
That's right, and we should remember to contact Jane Moorby at Oxley Group if anyone has more questions.
She's the marketing manager, and her contact details are in the show notes.
Thanks for that, Daniel, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in.
We'll be back next week with more news from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance.
Until then, stay informed and have a great day.
You too, take care.